Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis takes oath for the third time as Maharashtra Chief Minister. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Parliament passes bill to empower government to make rules regulating design, manufacture, export or import of aircraft. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon all stakeholders of the judicial system to find a way to avoid culture of adjournment in interest of common people. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. ISRO successfully launches European Space Agency's Proba 3 mission satellites from Sriharikota. And Supreme Court allows Commission for Air Quality Management to relax GRAP Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi to GRAP Stage 2. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis today was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President J.P. Nadda and over 2,000 other dignitaries and close to 40,000 supporters.
Devendra Sarita Gangadhara Fadnavis, Ishwar Saksha Shapat Ghetoki, Kaidyas Vare, Hapit Jane Are Asha, Bharatacha, Savidhana Baddal, Mi Khari Shadha, Vandishta Bargain, Mi Bharatachi, Sarva Bhomata, Vaikat Mata, Unnat Rakhin.
Resting all speculations, Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde took oath as Deputy Chief Minister. NCP Chief Ajit Pawar was also sworn in as Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra. This is the third time that Mr. Fadnavis has been sworn in as a Chief Minister, while Mr. Pawar has been appointed as Deputy Chief Minister for the sixth time. Maharashtra's cabinet can be expanded to 43 portfolios, and accordingly the swearing-in ceremony of ministers and ministers of state is likely to be scheduled next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Devendra Fadnavis on taking oath as Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi assured all possible support from the centre in furthering development in the state. Today's grand ceremony was attended by Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Piyush Goyal, along with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA-ruled states. Numerous celebrities from Bollywood, including Salman Khan and Madhuri Dixit, industrialist Kumar Mangalam Birla and Mukesh Ambani, and cricket icon Sachin Tendulkar were also in attendance for the grand ceremony. The Parliament has given its nod to the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024, with the Rajya Sabha passing it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. The bill is also aimed at empowering the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister for Civil Aviation K. Rammohan Naidu said, "Government is committed to take the aviation sector to another level and aims to make the country an aviation hub."
We create India as a state of design. We create India as a state of maintenance, as a state of manufacture. Once we get these terms flowing, once you get that mindset flowing, we will become the country where we can produce our own aircraft, not only for the domestic demands of the country, but we promote it so that people, other countries also come to us and buy aircraft which are made in India. That is the real Atmanirbhar Bharat that we want to address. And by that, we want to create more jobs in this sector, sir.
Participating in the discussion, Shambhu Sharan Patel of the BJP said, a lot of development has taken place in the aviation sector. He said the number of airports in the country in 2014 was 74, which has increased to 157 in 2024. Sulata Dev of the BJD demanded action against dynamic costs of air travel. Kanimori NVN Somu of DMK said high food and water prices inside airports should be checked. Sagarika Ghosh of the Trinamool Congress demanded that the tendering process for airports and bidding must be transparent. A.A. Rahim of the CPIM alleged that private companies are dictating airfare. JDS MP and former Prime Minister H.D. Devagoda, Ghanishyam Tiwari of the BJP, Ramji Lal Suman of the Samajwadi Party, S. Niranjan Reddy of the YSRCP, Harish Biran of the IUML and Priyanka Chaturvedi of the Shiv Sena UBT also participated in the discussion. Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day after passing the bill. Earlier, Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus after BJP MP Nishikant Dubey made certain allegations against top Congress leaders as well as on the issue of Sambal violence. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the judiciary to focus on giving justice rather than punishment. The president was speaking after inaugurating the new court complex at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this evening.
This complex is one of its kind and has been constructed in a sprawling area. The development of the complex is well conceived and is designed to meet the current and future needs. I am happy to note that the requirement of the different segments have been kept in consideration and various facilities have been created accordingly.
The president also called upon the legal fraternity to stop the culture of adjournment as it causes unnecessary problems to the poor people. She said the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has ended the colonial judiciary system in the country, bringing an end to the Indian Penal Code, and the main aim behind this is to make the people fearless towards police and courts. She said fear has no place in independent India, and courts, police stations and government offices must ensure a friendly atmosphere for the common people. The president, who is on a five-day visit to a home state, Odisha, from Tuesday, will be visiting a native village, Uparbera, in Mayurbhanj district tomorrow and also attend a number of programs in Mayurbhanj. We have more from a correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu has expressed her concern towards the black court syndrome in the Indian judiciary, as common people in our country are still afraid of going to courts. She said the poor suffer the most due to the culture of adjournment. She expressed confidence that all stakeholders will give priority to find a way to avoid the culture of adjournment in the interest of the common people and make the judiciary system more friendly. The president also called for making the judicial orders in local languages. The president said, as India is focusing on women-led development, participation of women should also increase in judiciary. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download News on AIR app. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both the countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. Bhutan's King and Queen reached New Delhi this morning on a two-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received them at the airport. Our correspondent reports that India and Bhutan enjoy unique ties of friendship and cooperation, which are characterized by mutual understanding and trust.
The India-Bhutan Agreement on Trade, Commerce and Transit establishes a free trade regime between the two countries. The agreement also provides for duty-free transit of Bhutanese exports to third countries. India is Bhutan's top trade partner, both as an import source and as an export destination. Since 2014, India's merchandise trade with Bhutan has almost tripled from $484 million to $1,606 million in 2022-23. Apart from hydropower cooperation, India-Bhutan Development Partnership has moved into new and emerging areas with full interoperability of the flagship digital project RuPay. Bhutan has also launched the Bheem app, further deepening the financial linkages between the two countries. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India does not want to simply be a consumer market for other economies. Addressing the Bharat at 100th Summit in New Delhi today on the theme of fueling Bharat's global rise, Dr. Jaishankar said that the global conglomerates and industries are coming to India not just for its market but also its talent. He added that the nation needs to create a good business reputation and climate for global collaboration as it moves up the value chain. On China, the minister said that India wants a healthy trade relationship with it, but does not want to be dependent upon it.
For the last 4.5 years, our political relationship with China has not been good because of the situation in the border. Things have improved a little bit. We have managed to make some progress out there. We have to now sit down and discuss with the Chinese what we do further. There are no black and white answers in very sharp terms. Everything needs to be balanced and weighed.
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched the European Space Agency's ESA Proba 3 spacecraft, marking a significant milestone in international space collaboration and solar research technology. The mission's primary goal is to study the sun's outer atmosphere, or corona, using a unique formation flying technique. By maintaining 150-meter separation with millimeter-level accuracy, the satellites will block the sun's disk, enable continuous corona observation, and simulate solar eclipse on demand. Talking to media persons, ISRO Chief S. Somnath shared optimistic updates about the project.
The PSLV-C59 Proba 3 mission is successfully accomplished. The spacecraft has been placed in the right orbit, which is a very highly elliptical orbit of almost 600 kilometer perigee. That's the closest point to Earth, and 60,000 kilometers at its apogee, the farthest point. And an inclination of 59 degrees has been precisely achieved by PSLV in its 61st mission.
The Supreme Court has allowed the Commission for Air Quality Management to relax the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi to GRAP Stage 2. This decision comes in response to the recent improvement in the Air Quality Index, AQI, which has shown a consistent downward trend. A bench comprising Justice Abhay S. Oka and Justice Augustine George Massey took note of the submission by Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhatti that the average AQI levels have been below the 300 mark since November 30. The 25th edition of Nagaland's renowned Hornbill Festival, currently taking place at the Naga Heritage Village Kisama under Kohima District, is drawing both local and international visitors as it enters its fifth day. Known as a festival of festivals, it celebrates the rich culture, traditions and history of Nagaland, highlighting the diversity of its 18 Naga tribes. On this milestone occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his congratulations to the people of Nagaland, commemorating 25 years of the festival. In a social media post, he recalled on his fond memories from his visit to this festival a few years back and urged citizens to visit and experience the vibrant Naga culture. We have more from a Kohima correspondent.
The outstanding cultural troops from all parts of Nagaland representing its 18 tribes continue to captivate visitors by offering a glimpse into the rich cultural heritage. Today, Sikkim, the partner state's 4.25th Hornbill Festival, stole the spotlight by showcasing its vibrant culture. Some of the major highlights of the festival for tomorrow include the 17th Hornbill International Naga Wrestling Championship at Chichama Village, a state-level tribal go-karting competition, a rice husking competition, and the Hornbill International Lion Loom Festival, among other thrilling events. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The stage is set for an exciting second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia. The match will be played at the Adelaide Oval from tomorrow and will be a day-night encounter with the pink ball. India, leading the series 1-0 after the convincing win in the first test in Perth, will be looking to extend their dominance. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis takes oath for the third time as Maharashtra Chief Minister. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Parliament passes bill to empower government to make rules regulating design, manufacture, export or import of aircraft. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon all stakeholders of the judicial system to find a way to avoid culture of adjournment in interest of common people. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. ISRO successfully launches European Space Agency's Proba 3 mission satellites from Sriharikota. And Supreme Court allows Commission for Air Quality Management to relax GRAP Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.